The Deputy Leader of the Opposition.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. My question is to the Acting Prime Minister. I refer the Acting Prime Minister to the Canadian Foreign Minister's categorical statement last week that Canada and the United States will not introduce a carbon tax or an emissions trading scheme. Given that the government's modelling of the impact of the carbon tax relies entirely on the introduction of similar schemes across the world, how can the Acting Prime Minister continue to claim the government's modelling is credible, or is he suggesting the Canadian Foreign Minister is wrong?
The Acting Prime Minister.
Well, I would have thought it's very clear we have a different policy from the Canadians, Mr Speaker. But anyway...
Order!
But, Mr Speaker, there's a few points that ought to be made here, Mr Speaker, because the context of the question is
the
in
Deputy Leader of the
assertion that somehow there
question.
Is no carbon pricing in Canada, which is simply untrue. The Canadian provinces of British Columbia and Quebec already have carbon taxes, Mr Speaker. So we didn't hear any mention of that. And, of course, we don't hear any mentions of those states in the United States which are putting in place carbon pricing, Mr Speaker. This is what I meant before, Mr Speaker, when I said they live in a post-fact world. They simply try to ignore the basic facts, Mr Speaker, when it comes to any issue, because what they want to do is to simply play politics, deny the science, deny the facts, Mr Speaker. And we see that on display in here time and time again. So Alberta also has a form of carbon price. As I said before, Quebec does as well, and we've got California, the eighth largest economy in its own right in the world with carbon pricing, Mr Speaker. But what does all this come back to? Mr Speaker, what all this comes back to is that that side at the moment happens to be dominated by climate change sceptics, Mr Speaker. And we know the leader of the